Good morning and post-Mikhoir Aksanya. I'd like to thank the organization of this wonderful Sarah for the opportunity to be part of it. Say a few words. I'd like to dedicate this morning's Shir to the Nishmat Abba Shmuel Eliyahu, Shem Yechem Domoy, son of Met. The first pasuk of the A, this week's Tezer, introduces the subject of Bechira, of our free choice to do as we wish, to be both a Batoi or a Ra. That's why I named the talk Seeing the Choice. And I'd like to spend the next little while finding out what we can from this pasuk. The world of Darshanim say never start the drasha with too many questions, because by the time you get to the answers, everybody will be asleep. And at this time in the morning, I'm willing to take the risk. And I'd like to start off with four questions, very simple questions, on the wording of the pasuk. The pasuk says, Re'ei onoshi noshi nifneikem hayon v'rocha u'klola. First question, important v'horshim, Arachana Kodesh discusses the many other v'horshim. What is the loshim of re'ei, to see? If we're talking about v'rocha u'klola, it is not obviously something that is visible. So the loshim of re'ei, we need to explore what does it mean to see. Also the v'horshim asks the onoshi, why does Moshe Rabbeinu pinpoint the word on Noisi rather than Ani, when he refers to the boy of Olam, as you will see, he refers to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Then we have what perhaps is the most enigmatic part of the fossil, that the A is Loshen Yochid in the singular, the A on Noisi Noisi, Lit Nesem, it switches to the plural, that you see as an individual, and I give before you as a Yahweh. Why does it change that? And then the word Hayom seems to be superfluous, because the apostle could have read that Eyal Noshi Noshi Nechem Barach Muchlala. Why is the Torah Maitgish? Why does it point out to us the word Hayom? Those are the four questions I'd like to have a little closer look at and explain a little bit more in depth. The Rebbein Bechai immediately points to the word Re'ei. And he says as follows. He says, to quote his Lashon, Ruhu re'iyo ba'ein ha-secho. This is not seeing with eyesight. You can't actually look at what I'm talking about, but you need to use secho. Good sense. Thought. Ki inyan, he quotes the passage in the beginning of Ge'eleth, Peret Aleph, V'libi ro har b'chokhmo v'da'af ma'atzei shleim ha'melech ha'chokhmo yigal odol. My heart has seen much wisdom and much knowledge. So the re'ei that we are looking at is the re'ei of the mind's eye, the seichel, perception, looking more deeply. In fact, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Dalet, the Mishnah there talks about based in themselves seeing the new moon, and the Mishnah says that two of them stand up and give edus in front of the one and two more of his friends. So ask the Gemara a question, why are we asking them to hear evidence? They've seen the evidence themselves, that they have actually seen this new moon. And the Gemara goes on to answer, they saw it at night, etc. But we see from that Gemara very clearly that the best possible way of taking in evidence is seeing it. Because even though the Beis Din had seen it, of course they had to have Yishuv HaDat and Havanat Alei, which is the Lashon of the Mesudas on that passage in Ge'eleth. They had to have understanding of the heart to know that what they had seen was in fact the Kiddush HaKodesh moon that they could be Mekadesh. In which case we see that Le'iyah, sight, is the best way of taking in evidence. And of course it means the sight of the Seichel. And I heard in the name of the Moshe Shpilah that Levin is going to die. But why is that so? Is because the Re'iyah takes in the whole story in one look. Whereas Shemiyah, you're only going to hear it in a little bit of time, and the evidence builds up in your mind. Whereas Re'iyah is a total look. And with that, he explains the words in Matan Torah that they loyen et hakolos, they saw that which is normally only heard, they took in the whole picture in one look. So you can see here the word re'ei, or noti noti mitnei, and this re'ei is a lotion of havonat halev, using the mind eye, having a total picture of what is going on in the bracha and the klal. And so we come to the chirot, and I don't wish to go too much into the depth of the Inyan of Bechira. It's a very difficult subject, but some, to look at the Rishonis of some of the Rishonis and what they say and how they look at it and they tell us about it. First and foremost is the Ramban. And the Ramban is very clear on the beginning of the Sedra. There seems to be a Machlokas, Rashi and other Mepharshim including the Ramban, where this pasuk refers to the brachas given on Ha'gmizim and Ha'evor. The Ramban says, I don't agree with Rashi, but in any Nosim Kishi Peshutai, I don't accept his pshat. But the pirush is as follows: Ki ani nosim nifneichem hayom derech bracha v'derech klala, the way of blessing and the way of curse. The tam lifneichem, why did you use the word before you? Shitisboru lochem mehei ma shetirtu, choose which one you wish. Vaizia shetilehem bracha, and I let you know that it will be a bracha to ashetato, a mitzvah when you do the mitzvah, ba'aslola in loitikayim oisom, and it will be a curse if you don't fulfill them. The Ramban is very, very clear. This is the process of the Bechira. You have been given three choices. The Derech Bracha, this is the Derech Klala. Choose which one you wish. And the Ramban introduces us to an almost identical pasuk in the Tzavim, Perek Lama, Pasuk Tet Vav. Va'omai, the pasuk says further, Re'ein Osach Levonecha Hayom Et Hachayim Et Hatov. That Hamodes Esora, exactly the identical pasuk, just instead of Bracha Klala, says Tayin Toiv and Modes and Ra. And there, the Ramban again repeats the same idea. Yasul Hazilam Oz, the Torah goes back and warns them again. Lahagi to teach them Kishne Adrot and Biyodom. They have both palms in their hands. Of Roshusom Lelechus Kashi Yasul Tzubot. They can go whichever way they prefer. And no one is going to stop them. Lomina Tatonim, Lomina Elyonim. Nothing will stand in the way of Bechirat Odom. Your free choice is yours. You are the one to make up your mind. Similarly, the Rebbeinu Bechai uses very, very similar language. And he says as follows. Hinei, inspired by Pasuk Zed, is explaining this Pasuk, Sha'arishus Ba'abuchidu B'yodah Shel Odom, Rots L'Hadrach Atra B'Derach Yishol, he wished to take the correct path, the straight path, or the Yishyatav Adarach Lo'itoy. Ha'kol Mosob L'Otsoh, no, everything is given over to his desire, Ba'akol Tolov B'chidotsoh, and it is all dependent on his free choice. And again, in Netzobim, he says, exactly the same words near enough. Mikan Chavishus Mitsunaloy La Odom, Bashil Biyoda La Tsoyora. You have the choice. But here he adds one idea that we haven't come across before, and that is if we don't believe this, we have a big problem. Shim Loke, for if it were not so, Lahaya Mokum with Torah, there would be no part for Torah, Bahaya Skava Elish Bottle. The whole reward and punishment system set up by the Torah Kedosha, which tells you do this, don't do this, would be destroyed. You would not have it at all. And in fact, the Rabbein Nissim in Droshes Haran, in Droshes Chamishi, said, Pa'odim Bechiri, man has free choice. Pa'arishus Nusunah, Elov, Lifka Ezadel Shiyevta, he has permission to choose whichever way he wants. Kamama Hakosu, as the prophet writes, the aim of Sati Levanet, Ayonet Afanet Asai, Petamoris Asara, he quotes the prophet in the Tzavim. Umish Yichba Zeh, somebody who's Kaifa, somebody who denies this principle, Yaka HaToyla B'Tlola, he uproots Toyla in its entirety. The Toyla HaKadosh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us is dependent on us choosing for ourselves which path we will walk on, and that is, now the Umish comes from that, the rewarding punishment comes from that. And therefore, so to the Rambam, and of course the Rambam passed into all this the Halacha in Hilchos Tshuvah. Now, he says, Perek Hey, Pasuk Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Rishus Luchal Odom Lusuna, the Rishus is given to any person, Imran Salahatis, Atmel Adarasoid, he wants to turn himself towards the good path, Rio Tzadik, and to be righteous, Halachus Biyadai. But in Rosh Hashanah, he wants to turn himself towards the bad path of the earth. Rosh Hashanah is the other. And then he continues, the Dovah there, Iker Godelhu, Guamoy HaTorah. This is a principle and a great principle in the Torah. It is one of the columns and one of the pillars on which the Torah is based. Shenema, as it says, the Ein of Tati Lefanech Hayom Et Hachayim. He quotes the pasuk in the Sovim. The Ksiv Le'ei Anosh 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 Hayom. He then quotes the pasuk of Al Sedra in the Ein. So we can see from the Rishonim, the way the Rishonim put it all together, that it is a very, very clear, distinct Amud HaTorah, a Yisoid of our belief, a Yisoid of the Kol HaTorah Kulo. If we uproot it, we are doing away with the Torah translation in its entirety. However, and although we do have a free choice, we have here an anomaly. Can you imagine going to buy a lottery ticket and the proprietor tells you which numbers to choose? But that is what we have here, because the pasuk continues in the Tzavim. That I give before you a time, a mother, a block of a sorrow, Ubachalotobachayim. Choose life. Leman Tichia Akhavazarefi, in order that you and your children should have life. Ubachalotobachayim. You've given the number. Rashi actually makes it very clear. Rashi says as follows, Ubachalotobachayim. And in Mogolochem, I instruct you to Tipkul Bechelekachayim. Choose the portion of life. Like somebody says to his son, choose a good inheritance. And he comes and takes him to the field, and he stands him on the field. And he says to him, take this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually gives us the lottery number. He tells us what we need. Quote the apostle from David HaMelech. The David HaMelech says, "Atah Tonus Gerali, you are my Jehovah, you are my lot. Hanatas Yodzi, Al Goyle HaToyz, Loime Eser Kaplach." David HaMelech is made on himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him by the hand, and he puts his hand on his Jehovah, on his lot, and says, "This is for you to choose." So it's very interesting, by the way, that the Shar in Teshuvah, in Shar Gimel, which is Zayin, actually says that the Chaos of Achaim is a mitzvah. And he says, but Dark, Ya Manus Elyon is Nimtzu Gulor of a mitzvah saseh. They are a mitzvah saseh, to my Malat HaBekhira. For instance, Bekhira is a mitzvah saseh. None of the money our mitzvahs count as a mitzvah saseh. But that Bolba, the Tal of Rock and Ali Shir, in his face, he actually says it is no less a mitzvah than Hanachas Tfilin, the same as putting on school every morning. And Rav shows that later the Gesundheit in his notes on Shaarei Teshuvah says it's possible. The pshat is that every time you do a mitzvah saseh or lois saseh, you're actually mekayim or mevatel the mitzvah of a chas v'chayim. That every mitzvah you choose to do, you are mekayim or chas v'chayim alongside it, and every aveda you choose to do, you're chas v'sholom being mevatel of a chas v'chayim. So the Shaarei Teshuvah actually says this. This bechira l'toy that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us to do as a mitzvah saseh. The Medrash actually says this quite clearly. Amar Reb Chagai, the Medrash on this week's Parsha Dalu Oiv Gimel, V'loy Oiv. Not only that, Shnatati Lachem Shnei Derachim. Says Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only have I given them two paths to follow. Asher El Abbas, Shenichnasti Lipnim Meshurat Adin, had gone over and above the measure, but on my Tiro camp of Acharos HaBachayim. And I told them, choose life. But it's not exist. This is Lipnim Meshurat Adin. I don't have to give you the numbers, but I have. Nonetheless, we've got to accept that the choice that we have is the Mishkan. Because if it wasn't a choice anymore, you're taking the Chira away, and that would never do either. You need the Chira to Kiyam HaMitzvah. The Sifri is put down in Yalkut. The Sifri gives a marshal. This is a man sitting at a wayside, and there are two paths. One path starts smooth, without any obstacles, but a little way down the path, it becomes thorny, and once you get involved in those thorns, that's it, you're stuck. And the other path starts off with obstacles and difficulties, but then you walk on a clear, clean road and go further. And there's a man sitting there telling you, this is what you should take. Take this path. Although it starts off with difficulties, you should know that once you get over the difficulties, everything will be smooth going. You're on the Derek Hamela, you're on the motorway. No problems. However, take this path, although it would appear that there are no obstacles in your way, nonetheless, you'll get ensnared later on with thorns and brambles and bushes, and you'll have difficulties extricating yourself from this road. Kach Amar Moshe Yisrael. Similarly, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, you see sometimes that the Rishoyim have a sloth in their ways. And you could think to yourself that the way on which they are walking, that is the straight way, that is the easy path, that's the one I should take as well. So, you should know that although this path starts smooth without any difficulties, nonetheless, it lands up in problems later on, whether in Olam HaZeh or in Olam HaBoh, but nonetheless, the path of the Rishoyim, even though it would appear to be a smooth path without obstacles, it will give you problems. However, the other path, the path that seems to be the path of Tzaddikim, though they often have to suffer and have difficulties in Olam HaZeh, nonetheless, you should know that's the path to choose, because ultimately, it's the straight run, it is clear and without problems. That's the Sifri. Why Moshe Rabbeinu? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu the one that could offer this advice? Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, because Moshe Rabbeinu had experienced both. As we said, the Bechira must be a Mishkal, it must be a weighed choice. There must be things that will drag you in one direction or things that will pull you in the other direction. If it's unequal, then there's not a Bechira. So Moshe Rabbeinu, I know both ends of the scale. I know Olam HaZeh. I was brought up in Paro's palace. I was a king for a number of years. I've had Malkus, I've had witches. And I am telling you, I've seen the heavenly side as well. I've spent time upstairs with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and Olam HaBoh, that is the one to choose. He is the one that can come along and tell you that there is a choice. Can you imagine? Come the poor Oni Maduka, somebody mamish is not two pennies stuffed together. He says, why choose riches? Yeah. Why choose riches? Yeah. I don't want to look like you. And anyway, what do you know about riches anyway? Moshe Rabbeinu knew Olam HaBoh. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, that is why Moshe Rabbeinu was the one to sit on the path and say, choose this way of Acharos HaBachayim. Now we've answered why it says Omeichi. They are Moichi Noisim Lifneiskem, says the Baraturim, very enigmatic, the Baraturim says the word Pirush, Mimeni Tiru V'chein Ta'asi. See me and you do the same. And the Be'emes, that's the Losh of a Tanchuma. What does the Barashuva mean? See me and do the same. With this Arach Ayim's movement, the Arach Ayim is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was able to offer them the person's choice and show them the way. Agav, I'd like, perhaps, I always preface any remark that I say that is not my own. Everything I've said so far is from a portion. I'd like to say a lot of my own so you can argue with it. The end of the passage is of Acharos HaBachayim, the man Tichya Atav Adarecha, in order that you and your children shall live. I believe that if you want an acid test as to whether what you are being boicher is good or bad, don't check out whether it's good or bad for you.
check out what it's going to do to your generations after you. Leman tithya atos nadayecha. It's not just when you make a choice, it is for you. It's for what's going to come in the future. Tithya atos, not only will you live with this bechira, you'll manage to live with your bechira, whatever it is. Zarecha, what will it do to your children? What will it do to the future generations? That is the litmus test of how good your bechira is. If it only is because you will live with it, I have no problem living this bechira. But ultimately, it could bring problems to the future generations, then it's not a bechira batoi. The acid test is whether it is lezarecha as well. And so to the question, why change from the A in the singular to litnechem in the plural? Now everything we've said so far leads us to a very, very simple and straightforward answer. The answer is brought by a number of the Mephoshim, all in different words. The Yitzchak Slotkin, the Lenin Zuzain, the Minas Yitzchak, the Kli Yaakov, the Be'er Yosef, all come to the same conclusion. It is based on a Gemara in Kedushin, a member of the Reis in Kedushin, Lamentet Mem, and it is Paskin the Halacha in Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. Lepichach, therefore, Tzarech Kol Odom, every man should see himself, Shiyira Atmo, Kol Hashem Akula, the whole year, Kiluch Chetzi of Zakai, the Chetzi of Chaya. But he is in the balance. He has 50% good deeds to his name, 50% bad deeds to his name. The same, and similarly, Kol Odom, the whole world in which he lives, half of them of their deeds are good, half bad. If he does one sin at this point, do one avera at this moment in time, and you will cause the whole of the world to crumble and to be b'chayv. Same mitzvah acha, do one mitzvah. Harahakriyat atma letala enum kulay kaskus. You can bash the balance of the kaskus. The goram loyvela hem to shua the hatzala. You can give them every bracha. If every person's individual bechira has within it the possibility to impact on the whole world, re'ei, see each one of you individually, nisati lechneikem, I give it before you because your activity of the hero will impact on the plurality of Kali Yisrael, on everyone. And therefore it fits in beautifully to the apostle. Which brings us to the last point, the hayoi. Rei Hanoshi Notim Lepnechem Hayoi. We start each day with Torah HaKadosha. It says, the Lady Yitzchak of Baditchim and Kedusha Slavi at the beginning of this week's parasha. He quotes it from Ayin Chagiga. He says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machadish Petuva the Cholyam Tomid Master Bereshit. That each day HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, recreates the world from new. He says, that's not only in the physical world, but that's in the spiritual world as well. But Ovid Hashem, the person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu each day is given his chadshus. He is given a bochi, he is given a light, new thought, a new seichel with which to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishadish his avodas Hashem. And therefore, each day, we start afresh with a new bechira. And to add to that, the word of the Kedush Ha'arim is brought down in Sfat. Kutim Shadim said that all of us, Kol Yisrael, have that ability, that power, to be mavkin, to choose, livkor, rak v'habrocha. We have that power. And he says that is why we say the daily bracha of Anoisim Esefti Bina Nahakim Ben Yom Ben Loila. It gives the heart understanding to make the choice that is correct, to be both of a choice. And that is why it says, "Eyal Nosim Lepnechem Hayom." Each day starts afresh. We are empowered afresh to make a bechira. Not only that will influence our Derech HaChayim, not only that will influence the Derech HaChayim of our children, but will influence the Derech HaChayim of the whole world in which we live. And that is in fact what we've said. We have to take a close look, intense look, at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us. The advice that we've been given by Moshe Rabbeinu, who knew exactly what he was saying, of a chalas of a chayim, we should recognize that our choices influence our children and in the cloud in general, and we are given the kaitas daily to make that correct choice. As we approach Rosh Chodesh El this week, post Rosh Hashanah, in the schuz that we are the chalas of a chayim, that we use our power of the Torah actively and correctly, we will influence the Dalai Kala, Dalai Kula, and the Rebbe Shalom will give us a Shnas Chayim, Brach of Yeshua, Shalom, for all of us in Kaddisah. Thank you very much.